just repeat what I asked after game one. You say, what's the mindset in that situation as you're going to the plate?
It was to get something out over and just try to put something in play through the middle, and singles all we needed, and end up hitting a homer. So I should, you know, do that more often.
Even before the home run, there was the slide, you know, on contact, you're running home. What was, you know, take me through that play, and obviously it's you had to be really aggressive on that slide to try to stake your hand in.
Yeah, Buck and I were over there, and it's something that we work on a lot. It's, you know, selling out on a low line drive. It's one of those things that we're taking a chance. You know, if he catches that, you know, we're stuck there. But, like, he picked it, and he made a great play and had a pretty good walking lead, good momentum, and was able to sneak my hand in there. So just the way the kind of throw was, I didn't really have time to react. And you know, a lot of time with the contact play at home, you know, when you go in with your feet, your foot kind of has to get flat, and just felt like my hand could get onto the plate quicker.
Were you pretty sure that it would be overturned on the replay, or were you just kind of trying to find out with everyone else?
I didn't know where he tagged me. I just felt contact kind of on this arm. I didn't know what it was. Turns out it was his leg. I felt like I got my hand in there. Now, as a matter of fact, it was a glove over the leg. It ended up being the leg.
What does a game like this say about this team?
I said it earlier, and probably one of my favorite wins on the Orioles. There's a couple that are up there, and that was one of my favorite, you know, complete team wins. Started out with Bradish, who had a great outing, and then bullpen just kept stacking them up, and you know, never quit there. Like you said, it was just a matter of time before we got that big swing, and it felt like we kept getting big swings there to tie the game, and you know, was fortunate enough to put one over the fence.
Especially at the top of the innings in extras, was it tough to kind of emotionally regulate yourself when the Rays would get runs across? I mean, did you guys feel pretty even throughout? How were you feeling?
Honestly, the way the game was going, we just kept scoring when they were scoring, and you know, it felt like we were never out of it. Pete keeps saying it was, you know, we were in the trenches with them, and just to keep grinding. And like I said, lineup just kept coming through and kept putting ourselves in good positions to win the game, and ultimately came through.
I know it's really
bad. Isn't there any carryover? I mean, you did it yesterday, you do it today, but can this really get the team to where it wants to be?
Yeah, you know, we were looking at it the other day, and it feels like the AL is kind of a toss-up right now, and all we can really do is control what we can control and keep playing fundamental baseball. And, you know, we kind of lost it there for a little bit, not getting a bunt down, and was able to come back through. But, you know, contact plays, first to thirds, those things like that are what's going to keep this team rolling. And pitching was great today, and bats did enough.
Sort of on a similar note, I mean, you know, Craig said that you've been feeling your swing better since Kansas City, and things have been improving. But at the same time, having sort of a breakout weekend for yourself in those clutch situations, does that feel like sort of an entry point to something bigger for you for this season?
I'm not going to really view it like that. I just want to do what I can to help the team contribute. Like I said, showing up, controlling the controllables, and all I can do is really just go out there and execute a plan and execute an approach. And once the ball leaves the bat, there's not much I can do. So, you know, I feel like, you know, we're in a good spot, and I'm excited to see this team moving forward.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.